This is Aaron Gulbranson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. In the studio, we have Prom Carmichael and the eminent Dr. Carol Swain. I did want to briefly mention we have two articles up right now on Tennessee Star, on TennesseeStar.com. That is TennesseeStar.com. One of which is disqualified candidate Robbie Starbuck's legal team files his response to the Tennessee Republican Party appeal as ordered by the Court of Appeals of Tennessee at Nashville yesterday. But the much bigger news is the state of Tennessee, the Secretary of State, and this article is also on there, the state of Tennessee, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General have thrown all in, essentially becoming parallel to the Tennessee Republican Party's case. They have issued a petition for writ of certiorari asking the Court of Appeals to vacate Judge Russell Perkins' decision to put Starbuck on the ballot. I do want to quickly note what really this case actually isn't about Starbuck from the Republican Party's perspective. It's about their sovereignty as a party and their ability to actually do business. So there we go. But, and we'll probably get into that more later on in the week. But, Crom, you were following, and this was big news, big kind of national news, you were following the recall of the San Francisco district attorney.
Yes.
The most liberal city in the country, I'd imagine, right?
Yes. Well, it would be right in there.
With
you have Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, and Philadelphia and New York are all run by the district attorneys, are all George Soros-supported district attorneys. But Bodine was the one in San Francisco, and his recall election was yesterday. He was beaten. As of 11 o'clock last night, New York Post reports he was behind 60-40. And then somebody asked, I think Carol asked the question, what happens now? Or somebody did. And the answer, I pull up an article, and the mayor now appoints the successor. Now, Mayor London Breed is a very left-wing person herself. But it'll be interesting from a political standpoint whether or not she picks someone who is as soft on crime as Bodine, or whether or not she picks somebody who's tough on crime, because I think she plans to run for re-election.
Yeah.
And this selection will probably be the most important decision that she makes, because if she makes the wrong decision, then crime isn't going to get any better in San Francisco.
Well, Crom, do we know if she has a choice among potential appointees?
Yeah, it says, I'm reading from the article here, that that after 10 days, the Board of Supervisors certifies the results. At that point, I'm quoting here, a successor chosen by Mayor London Breed will assume office. So it's not from a slate, it's her choice.
But, if it's San Francisco and she's looking at the potential people to appoint, do you think there's someone that's conservative that would actually be better?
Well, yes, absolutely. One of the things he did when he got into office was he fired a bunch of career prosecutors who were actually quite good in terms of defending citizens against criminals. So she needs to pick somebody who's going to be tough on criminals. And there are people in San Francisco who will absolutely do that.
Maybe some of the people who led the campaign already have a nominee in mind.
They don't have – all they did was lead a campaign to get enough voters to sign a petition to allow for the recall. Now, Gaston, who is the DA in Los Angeles, who is equally bad and maybe even worse – but he is they're trying to get their 70,000 signatures short, but they still have a month to get them. And this was where that video came out of that 16-year-old boy who had stolen a car, who had been released from prison by Gaston.
Yes.
From juvie. He then goes and steals a car, and he purposely tries to run over a woman and pushing a baby with a stroller. And she was able to lift the stroller up off the ground. She got hit. She flipped up in the air. But she turned out to be physically okay. Her baby was okay. And then a pickup truck driver, was driving the opposite direction. He saw what this teenager did, and he rammed his truck into that teenager's car and stopped him. that's how they were able to arrest him and identify who it was. And now Gaston's having to explain why he let this person out of prison, as he has so many other criminals. And so my guess is that he will also be recalled. And then if you take money from George Soros from here on, and you're running for any public office, then that ought to be a campaign issue. Because George Soros, I don't know what it is about. He has a way of making billions of dollars trading commodities. I understand that, but the way his mind works is just terrible.
Well, his evil that he's done in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. He is our boogeyman, and he justifiably show. And I mean, I say ours. I mean, the conservatives. Because he's done so horrible things. But the truly terrifying thing, it's not like he does it, in my opinion, out of the goodness of his heart and his worldview is warped and he's just wrong. All of his actions end up with him making much more money. So when we hear with all of these crazy things that he's doing, and it seems nonsensical, he's destabilizing here, he's getting all these horrible prosecutors elected, they all fit together to make him more money. Otherwise, the man would have ran out of money by now.
You know, he hates the West.
Right.
And the U.S. in particular. And he's an old man. And so with someone his age, you can think, well, this man's not going to live forever. But I understand he has a son.
He does.
And his son, shares his ideology. And so, you know, that he would carry it forth unless...
And I'm sure both he and his son have a significant security detail.
Oh yeah,
armed with, frankly, probably with automatic weapons.
Yeah,
of course.
And so they can mm-hmm. they can literally, in the truest sense of the word, they can afford to be safe.
Yeah.
The woman that was struck by the car, and you know, she lifted up the stroller and sort mm-hmm. of saved her baby, and she slipped over the car. She was on Tucker last night, mm-hmm. and she said that I believe her parents were Republicans, but she was
she voted for Biden.
And she also voted for the liberal DA.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you look at what happened to her, that was a miracle. And, you know, like this person, she did go on Fox, but you would think that she would be hopefully impacted by the fact that she could have easily have been killed and her baby. It was a miracle that she was not injured.
Yes. Well, and the baby.
Yeah.
Because the stroller got knocked up in the air, too.
And she got flipped over the car.
She got flipped over the car. It's on the video. And so, but Tucker asked her if she was going to remain in California. And she said, in the short term, we'll be here, but not in the long term.
She's coming to Nashville.
Is she?
No.
She could run for Congress if she didn't. Kidding. Do you think, Dr. Swain, do you think that's actually a good sign that they maybe they're waking up in cities like San Francisco, that at the very least some of the voters clearly recognized in that particular, you know, recall election that there's bad policies going on and they can't continue? So is that encouraging?
I would say that the American people are waking up, and that when you see the move towards conservatism on CRT and a lot of these issues, that these are Americans and it's bipartisan. And I can tell you from my own family and personal experiences, I see my grandchildren who were raised as progressives becoming conservative. And I see other people who voted for Biden when I go to the barbershop to get my hair cut.
One minute.
These people are becoming conservative. They're saying that Trump was not that bad. They miss Trump.
Real quick, because I don't want to forget for the rest of the episode, Dr. Swain will be at Harpeth Christian Church at June 26th, which is a Sunday, from 4 to 5. And you will get to listen to her be uninterrupted, except for Pastor Bobby Harrington a little bit, for an hour, which will be a treat. Your website is bethepeoplenews.com. I wanted to make sure we got that in. And your Twitter is at Carol M. Swain. This is Aaron Gulbertson. I'm in for Michael Patrick Leahy. You are stuck with me for the rest of the week. Michael will be back on Monday. We'll be back after the break for News Potpourri.